X Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Democrats and Republicans continue to blame one another for the government shutdown. Senator Cory Booker, a New Jersey Democrat, told ABC's This Week.
Donald Trump literally has said it's the president's responsibility to bring the parties together and negotiate a way through. This is a failure in leadership.
President Trump blamed Democrats as he departed the White House en route to Norfolk, Virginia for the Navy's 250th birthday celebration. He also criticized an order from a federal judge in Oregon who temporarily blocked his plan to send federal troops to Portland. The judge said the decision to do so without the approval of the state's governor failed to meet the high bar required. Homeland Security says two people were arrested after a clash in Chicago with border agents Saturday. One of the two arrested shot and wounded by agents. Authorities say she tried to ram them with her vehicle. And Secretary of State Marco Rubio says this is the closest we've come to getting hostages released ahead of tomorrow's talks in Egypt. This is ABC News.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shally Pittman. With record high Lyme disease cases in Wisconsin, a new antibody treatment aims to provide seasonal protection against the disease by offering passive immunity. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Public News Service has more.
Lyme disease is a tick-borne infection caused by the Borrelia burgdorferi bacteria. Seth Letterman heads Tonic Pharmaceuticals, the company licensing the antibody treatment. He says it works by neutralizing a key component of the bacteria.
There are about 70 million people in the United States who are in areas where there's significant infestation with ticks infected with Borrelia. And right now, there are not good alternatives to treat it.
Wisconsin saw nearly 6,500 cases of Lyme disease in 2024, the highest on record. Letterman says the intention of the antibody treatment is to provide seasonal protection, with people receiving it in spring for protection through summer and fall. The antibody was developed at the University of Massachusetts and differs from a vaccine treatment by providing what Letterman calls passive immunity, meaning it requires no work from the body's immune system. That's unlike vaccines, which he explains can cause issues for people with immune system problems.
Vaccines have issues relating to waking up the immune system in one way or another. So I think that the tolerability of antibodies is generally favorable relative to a vaccine.
Letterman emphasizes that people who have had Lyme disease don't develop protective immunity naturally. 20% go on to develop chronic symptoms, which can be severely debilitating. It will be a while before the treatment is available. An initial trial phase has been completed, with clinical trials set to begin in the next 2 years. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
More news anytime at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers bury the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers beat the Cubs 9-3. The Cubs' Michael Busch led off with a solo home run shot. Milwaukee responded with a six-run rally in the bottom of the first and never looked back. Freddie Peralta lasted until midway through the sixth with 95 pitches, giving up two solo home run shots. His nine strikeouts ties a Brewers team record for most strikeouts in a playoff game since Don Sutton and two others. Game two, Monday night, just after 8 o'clock, Quinn Priester set to get the start. College football, the Badgers made a change at quarterback, starting Hunter Simmons. They scored on the opening drive, but that was about it as Wisconsin lost at Michigan today, 24-10. Luke Fickell.
That's tough. I don't care on either side of the ball. I don't know if they had a 13-play drive, you know, and I know we did on the first series, but we have to be able to find ways. The difference in a ball game is some big plays.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbins. Sunny, breezy, and very warm once again today, though not quite as hot as yesterday, with high temperatures in the mid-80s. For tonight, some scattered showers developing after midnight, lows near 60. On Monday, showers likely, cooler, high temperatures in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 71.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. The Maggie Dawn Show.
State Senator Jeff Smith. We're talking about the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. Republicans blocked funding for this.
They instead sent the governor a 16-page letter blaming him for this problem. Well, it was in his budget. Once the budget is out of his office and in their hands, it's up to them. Our job is to manage the funding. We can do it, but the governor can't. So it's avoiding our own responsibility by not addressing that.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Chwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the Mulva Cultural Center's Katie Compton, then filmmaker and founder of Chair on Stair Films, Derek Pfister, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Chwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
WMDX Madison, where conversations are free range and organic.
If it's too early for Halloween, what are all the decorations doing up? That's all right. It's a fun holiday. Enjoy. We're going to dream the morning away here on the Music of the Star. Welcome a new station, Milwaukee's WZTI 107.3 FM. We featured Gordon Jenkins and his Seven Dreams. One more to go. Gordon Jenkins wrote the saddest music in real life. There's a big cut-up. There, I blew his cover.
Gifts I want and never ask, please. I could fly to Paris, all that's at my beck and call. Why do I go through life with nothing? But when I dream, I dream of you. Maybe someday you will come true. But when I dream of you. Maybe someday you will come true. I can be a singer or the clown in every room. I can even call someone and take her to the moon. I can put my makeup on and drive the crowd insane.
I can go to bed alone and never know her name. But when I dream, I dream of you. Maybe someday you will come true. But when I dream, I dream of you. Maybe someday you will come true.
Vic Damone. Nobody better.
In my seventh dream, I seemed to be walking through a New England countryside. I had a disquieting feeling of being suddenly alone in a world of giant rocks, trees, and wildflowers. I was about to turn back when it happened. Directly ahead of me, I saw the figure of a girl. She was seated on a rocky ledge, arms around her knees, and her eyes looking intently into mine. A feeling of sudden elation held me as I heard her voice for the first time.
Come and I'll take care of you. Come, come with me. I'll take care of you.
I felt a curious chill of excitement and a strong attraction. A compulsion that was completely new to me. I moved closer as she spoke again.
Come and I'll take care of you. Come, come with me. I'll take care of you.
I never felt quite this way. I never saw you until today, but still I know I must say I love you.
I understand how you feel. It all seems quite happily unreal, and I must also
what are we to do?
I hear the music play.
I don't belong to you.
It's calling us away.
I know that I should run, but my heart commands me stay. I don't know what to do.
Love me.
What to do?
When you tire for every yard.
If I go with you, will I be ashamed? There are names I'd just as soon not be named. If I go with you, will I have to stay? It's pretty hard for me to stay away very long at a time. You know how it is.
If you come with me, you shall not return, though the sun should freeze or the earth should burn. But you know you're lonely where you
lonely
are.
Lonely as a morning star.
No one loves you as they
love
should.
Love is seldom understood.
Cry if we have to, make love when it strikes us, and if no one likes
if
us,
if these precious joys I will know with you,
you
may lead the way. I will go with you. As for all the things that I leave behind, my mind. Let the storm clouds weep, let the winds complain, we will lead our love down a lasting lane. We will warm our hearts by a magic fire.
This time, let it ring.
Jenkins, Bill Lee, Beverly Marr. Seven Dreams, here's Bob Goulet, the music of the stars.
And when October goes, snow begins to fly of the smoky roofs. I watch the planes go by, the children running home beneath the twilight sky. Oh, for the fun of them when I was one of them. And when October goes, same old dream appears, and you are in my arms to share the happy years. Turn my head away to hide the helpless tears. Oh, how I hate to see
thank you.
same old dream appears. And you are in my arms to share a happy year. I turn my head away to hide the helpless tears. Oh, how I hate to see October go. I should be over it now, I know. It doesn't matter how old I grow. I hate to see October go.
Bob Goulet, Johnny Mercer wrote that, and Barry Manilow, the music, and the music of the star, Leighton Lucas. Leighton Lucas wrote that for a Hitchcock picture, Stage Fright. Here's Julie, London that is.
I'm in the mood for this October. I found an end in summer, man. And that's why I'm in the mood for this October. I plan to love him all I can.
What is more exciting than the crisp, brisk weather in the fall?
It's especially delighting when you got a guy so handsome and so tall. And that's why I'm in the mood for this October. I found an end in summer, man.
You can talk about Maytime and a spring romance,
but even the snowy white December doesn't have a chance.
'Cause I am in the mood for this October.
I caught him in the autumn.
Music of the Stars. That was written by Bobby Troup. Bobby, your hubby. For the Pete King Orchestra. And here's Tony.
Chill winds and blue skies are everywhere. And I'm sentimental, 'cause I still care. Constantly dreaming of one love affair. When I hear the autumn waltz, golden October is when we met. The wind dries the leaves, but my eyes stay wet. You are the one love that I can't forget. When I hear the autumn waltz, come back. About to begin, and the barn is a palace when sweethearts walk in. No strings this season, I'm on my own. It's the loneliest feeling I've ever known. If you don't show up, I'll just walk home alone. When they play the autumn waltz,
thank you. Halloween waltz. Something about Halloween and waltzing. And indeed, this is from the Stepford Wives. Sammy Davis Jr.
Do I hear a waltz? Very odd, but I hear a waltz. There isn't a band and I don't understand it at all. I can't hear a waltz. Oh my Lord, there it goes again. Why is nobody dancing in the street? Can't they hear the beat? Magical, mystical, miracle, can it be? Is it true? Things are impossibly lyrical. Is it me? No, it's you. I do hear a waltz. I see you when I hear a waltz. It's what I've been waiting for all my life, to hear a waltz. Do I hear a waltz? La-da-dee-da-da. Such lovely blue Danube music, how can you be still? I do hear a waltz. There it goes again. There's no dancing in the street. Can't they hear the beat? Roses are dancing with peonies. Yes, it's true. Don't you see? Everything suddenly Viennese. Can't be you, must be me. Do I hear a waltz? I want more than to hear a waltz. I want you to share it, 'cause oh boy, do I hear a waltz.
Thank you. Mulvery?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is a waltz, and I don't waltz.
It's quite easy.
I could show you.
Oh, no. No, I should be afraid to try.
May I?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't waltz. No, really.
Sheriff.
Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee
Waltz. Regular Tennessee, I think.
Spike Jones, of course. Homer and Jethro. Five hours gone. I won't say shot. Well, maybe with Spike there. What kind of gun was that he's using? Probably a Luger, knowing Spike. Homer and Jethro live at Vanderbilt University. Here's Jenny Smith. Steve Allen wrote this.
Freddy Mom is in the kitchen this glorious day. Smell the gravy simmering nearly half a mile away. Lady Morning Glory, I say, to get a frying pan when she saw me coming. Gonna get a taste before it goes to waste. This honeybee's humming. Mr. Weeper Willow, I'm through with all my faults. 'Cause my baby's ready to do the ever new gravy waltz. She saw me coming. Gonna get a taste before it goes to waste. This honeybee's humming. Mr. Weeping Willow, I'm through with all my faults. 'Cause my baby's ready to do the ever new gravy waltz.
Next week we move deeper into Halloween.
There's a song we have about a man who was a, when he was just a child, he was a child prodigy, like John Henry was with a hammer. Well, this man was with the dance. He was a wonderful dancer. When he was just a little boy, he was waltzing all around, and he grew to be the world's greatest waltzer, but he was very, very unhappy about it because, well, no one would dance with him. Isn't that right, Tony?
That's
he
right.
was too good of a dancer for them, and they didn't like to dance with him.
Because he was so a perfect waltzer.
He was so lonesome. And this is a song about Jonathan W. Astor. That was his name, a great dancer. And this is how he found a little bit of happiness.
Jonathan W. Astor was a master dancing man. He danced the day that he was born. His parents thought him grand. The tango and the samba he did with great alarm. But most he liked to dance the waltz until the break of dawn. I like the waltz, it has its faults, for there are some dances more fancy. I like the waltz simply because it makes me feel so dancey. One day he got an invitation to a ballroom dance, and he decided to accept, for he might get a chance to dance with lovely ladies with perfume in their hair, or even fat and ugly ones. He really didn't care. But at the ball, the same old story made his evening grim. He was a perfectionist and none would dance with him. So he thought he'd just go home and turn his radio on. But in the hall, he found a girl waltzing all alone. I like the waltz, it has its faults. It's not much fun unless danced by two. I wish I knew somebody who would waltz with me. I'm so blue Danube. Thank you. Dum, dum, dum. She was dancing by herself there in a little nook. He quietly went to where she was to get a better look. She was a little different than either you or me, for she did not have two good legs, she had one, two, three. I like the waltz, I have my faults. I have three legs, but I'm in good health. I like the waltz simply because I have to dance all by myself. First the right foot, then the right foot, then the left foot, and then I repeat. I make no mistakes, I've got what it takes. 1, 2, 3 feet for waltzing is neat. 1, 2, 3 feet. Dum, dum, dum. Jonathan W. asked her if she'd like to dance, and she answered, yeah, third. And they began to waltz in a most peculiar way. She had three legs, he had two, and those who saw did say, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. They like the waltz, they have their faults, but who's to blame? We can't decide. Maybe it's him, maybe it's her, but it is them, that's for darn sure.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Hey, lady.
1, 2, 3.
Hey, lady.
Yeah?
Anybody tell you dance like you got two left feet?
Not two right feet.
That's Lester Lannon. You remember him? First time I ever played him on the Music of the Stars, to which you're tuned. And we'll be back on again next week on most of these Civic Media radio stations. CivicMedia.us. Got to wrap it up, but oh, I've got a treat, not just for you, but for myself. Here's one of the most noted composers. You'd never think was a composer. I'm talking about, get ready, Anthony Hopkins. Yeah, he wrote music and he still does. And I got a big admiration for the music of Anthony Hopkins. I'm not kidding.
By Sir Anthony Hopkins, his beautiful waltz, and the waltz goes on.
This is Andre Rieu, composed by Anthony Hopkins, and the waltz goes on. Then we'll wrap it up. Till next week. Welcome our newest station on the Civic Media Radio Network, WZTI 107.3 Milwaukee. Until next week, then. And the Waltz Goes On by Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown. And through the lonely night, I'm not alone. And when people care as you and I, there's no sadness in the word goodbye. Because you're always in my heart, my friends. Wherever you may be, you are never far away from me.
Good night.
Until next week, then, we delve further into the holiday. I'm Lou Vergano, your host. Thanks for being here. Best audience in town because you.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Expectations are high as a U.S. delegation is part of talks in Cairo on the U.S. proposal to release hostages held by Hamas and end the fighting in Gaza. The White House South Lawn today, President Trump.
They're in negotiation right now as we speak. They've started the negotiation. It'll last a couple of days. We'll see how it turns out, but I'm hearing it's going very well.
Israel says it will not carry out offensive attacks in Gaza during the talks. Today at the White House, President Trump continued to make these comments about Portland, Oregon, that a federal judge he appointed said don't reflect the facts.
Portland is burning to the ground. It's insurrectionists all over the place. It's Antifa.
No, it's not, says the governor, the mayor, and city officials. No bombs, no fires, no unrest, as the judge temporarily stops the president from sending National Guard to Portland. Day five of the federal government shutdown, no negotiations indicated. This is ABC News. Opposition.